The Human Rights and Civil Liberties Organization, Equipo NISCOR, has released a communique in light of the disappearance of intelligence and counterintelligence files from the former Department of Administrative Security, the DAS, in Colombia. Equipo NISCOR says that on Wednesday, June 18, 2014, it was discovered that computer files of the intelligence section of the DAS had disappeared or been hidden. These should have been available on computers, in the custody of the so-called DAS in the process of liquidation, or DAS en supresión, and under the supervision of the Office of the Inspector General of the Nation, called Procuraduría General de la Nación, in Colombia. In its communique, Equipo NISCOR explains that during a legal inspection ordered by the 9th Special Prosecutor reporting to the National Directorate of Analysis and Context of the Office of the Public Prosecutor, who is investigating the aggravated psychological torture of Claudia Julieta Duque, correspondent of Radio NISCOR in Colombia, the special prosecutor could not find the information concerning areas of intelligence, counterintelligence, and reserve expenditures, which should have been stored on computers, handed over to the National General Archives in September 2013. On the first visit by the prosecutors to the AGN offices on the 10th of June 2014, various irregularities were identified, such as the fact that the supposed access codes to the computer, which were meant to contain the information system of the DAS, or SIFDAS, were incorrect, and as a result, the investigation had to be postponed. In addition, the store where the access keys were located was open, and the envelopes containing the passwords did not have control seals. In light of the above, and at the request of the journalist Duque, the Procuraduría ordered an investigation to be carried out against the Director General of the former DAS, Ricardo Fabio Giraldo Villegas. On the 8th of June, the prosecutor's office carried out a second legal inspection at the National General Archives, and although, on this occasion, it was possible to access the computer that was meant to store the complete program files of the SIFDAS, the Technical Investigation Corps ascertained that these archives either did not exist or were not accessible. In 2009, the complete archive of the SIFDAS was 54 gigabytes in size and contained, inter alia, the database with the proof of the surveillance and other illegal operations carried out against the so-called targets of the DAS. At the time of the legal inspection on the 18th of June, the SIFDAS was only 91 megabytes in size and comprised of only fingerprint cards of all the citizens stored with the National Civil Registry, the curriculum vitae of the DAS officials, and the entry and exit records of persons to the DAS headquarters. As Claudia Julieta Duque stated during the legal proceedings, this has turned the most important intelligence and counterintelligence database in Colombia into a software game of lies. The disappearance, concealment, and/or destruction of the archives, which contained the SIFDAS, clearly constitutes a further assault on the victims of this public entity and on Colombian justice, given that the objective of these acts is to obstruct the legal investigation into various crimes committed by DAS officials under the pretext of national security and state intelligence. Since 2011, the date on which the liquidation of the DAS was ordered, various human rights organizations have warned that the abolition of this entity would result in the concealment of the truth, not only from the victims of illegal wiretapping, but from citizens as a whole, who had and have the right to know about the serious crimes in which the Colombian secret police have been involved since its inception. Among these crimes are the acts of persecution against the opposition, which occurred long before the misnamed wiretapping, or Chuzada, scandal, the murders of Luis Carlos Galán and Bernardo Jaramillo, and the legal cover-ups such as that which led to impunity in the homicide of the journalist Jaime Garzón Forero. The DAS, while in the process of liquidation, continues to report hierarchically and functionally to the Presidency of the Republic. It is therefore clear that the responsibility for the disappearance, concealment, or destruction of the files on intelligence, counterintelligence, and confidential expenses of the SIFDAS lies with the national executive whose hierarchical head is the President, Juan Manuel Santos. According to Article 24 of Decree 4057 of 2011, which ordered the liquidation of the DAS, the principal task of the director of this entity, Ricardo Fabio Giraldo Fiegas, is the adoption of the measures necessary for the administration, preservation, and integrity of the organization's archives, in order to guarantee the security of the intelligence archives. His responsibility is therefore direct and undeniable. The members of the advisory board of DAS in the process of liquidation are also responsible for what has taken place. These are the Justice Minister Alfonso Gomez Mendez, his Deputy Minister Daniel Samper Strauss, the Defense Minister Juan Carlos Pinzon Bueno, his Deputy Minister for International Affairs and Policies Jorge Enrique Bedoya, and the Senior Presidential Advisor for Citizen Coexistence and Security, Francisco José Lloreda Mera. In its Article 22, Decree 4057 assigns to the Advisory Board the responsibility of providing the Director in Liquidation with general guidelines for the process of custody and management of the information archive of the DAS in order to ensure its integrity. The loss, concealment, and/or destruction of the SIF-DAS information is an impediment to any possibility of identifying further perpetrators of the serious attacks against Claudieta Julieta Duque or further human rights violations committed by this organization. It is also an impediment to any reconstruction of the information as to who ordered and carried out the persecution against opposition civil society in Colombia and as to their motivation. That is the only way of ascertaining the underlying criminal responsibility and of learning how this criminal organization, or joint criminal enterprise, operated, to use international criminal law terminology. Today it is clear that the warnings issued at the time were reasonable. It is a proven fact that the Office of the Inspector General of the Nation has been at best outwitted and at worst an accomplice in what could be described as the systematic destruction of the protective measures for the stored archives of the DAS in liquidation, for which it was responsible. As the Equipo NISCOR stated in its communique of the March 13, 2013, the importance of the case of Claudia Julieta Duque is based on the fact that the level of proof is solid, incontrovertible, and compelling, and the advancement of the criminal proceedings constitutes a boundary imposed from the judiciary on the criminal violations of civil liberties, inherent in the design and execution of these types of counterintelligence operations, in respect of which proof is rarely available. These proceedings against the DAS are one exception in Latin America. The liquidation of the DAS was programmed to be finalized by the 27th of June, 2014, and its closure implies the end of the legal existence of the DAS. Thus, those responsible for these actions will be dispersed into various state entities, or will dissipate into a comfortable retirement. As an international human rights organization, we call on the President to order the investigation, identification, and punishment of those responsible for the disappearance and/or destruction of the SIF-DAS archives, and the preservation of the evidence compiled to date in the case of Claudia Julieta Duque. Given the seriousness of the events, we demand that the intelligence archives of the DAS, as well as the 21 billion paper documents, according to the case record, which are now at the National General Archives, be handed over to the custody of the Public Prosecutor's Office, and that this entity should analyze, systematize, and inform the citizens of Colombia on any discoveries it makes. It must also work to recuperate the electronic information, which should still be on the original servers of the DAS, and in order to do so, it must take the necessary technical measures to ensure the backup and duplication of all the digital information, as well as to adopt systems of electronic and passive control of the information in the premises where the information is stored. Similar measures must be adopted with respect to the digitalization and storage of the paper records. Conscious of the further risks that are now inherent in this case, the human rights organization Equipo NISCOR again holds the state of Colombia responsible for any deterioration in the security situation of Claudia Julieta Duque, her family, or her lawyer, Victor Javier Velázquez Gil. You have listened to a communique released by Equipo News Corp on the June 22, 2014. For further information on the situation of human rights in Colombia, and particularly on the situation of journalists and freedom of opinion, you can visit Equipo News Corp's specialized webpage. This program has been produced by Radio News Corp at our studios in Belgium in August 2014.